Once again, welcome everyone to our Saturday evening satsang program. So, as you know, this very special Damodar month is going to start in 1 week from October 31st. So we just celebrated Pushottam month, Adhik Mas, which is also one of the very special month, comes once in 3 years. And any devotional service we perform in this special month of either it's a Pushottam month or Damodar month, it gives multiple results. Little performance of devotional service gives thousands time results in these special months. It's like having a sale of Krishna's mercy in these special months, special occasions. And what to say when there is a sale after sale, one after another, there is another sale going on. So how fortunate is that, that we get this opportunity to engage in Krishna's devotional service and obtain the most return of our little endeavor we do. So today we'll be discussing Krishna's very wonderful, very sweet nectarian pastime of Damodar Leela. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udhiraye Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavate Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinim Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Pirshaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavidanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurakshay Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Okay, so as I mentioned, today we'll discuss about this very beautiful nectarian pastime of Damodar Leela, Krishna being bound by Mother Yashoda, and then Krishna's delivering these two Arjuna trees, the two sons of Kuvera, Nal Kuvera and Manigreve. So this whole Leela, how this whole Leela manifests, this is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the chapter 9 and 10, where Shukdev Goswami describes this wonderful Leela to Parikshit Maharaj. So we'll discuss that one. And as we know, when we hear Bhagavatam, we should hear Bhagavatam very attentively, with great humility, with great reverence towards Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam provides bhakti. Bhagavatam solidifies bhakti. But apart from bhakti, just reading Bhagavatam, hearing Bhagavatam, one can attain jnana and vairagya also. So bhakti, jnana, vairagya, everything can be given by Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavat Katha. We definitely seek for bhakti at the lotus feet of the Lord. But as we progress on the path of bhakti, the jnana, knowledge and vairagya, detachment, it also automatically manifests. Because jnana and vairagya are the two sons of Bhakti Devi. Wherever Bhakti Devi goes, jnana and vairagya follow. So we don't have to separately endeavor for attaining jnana and vairagya. It automatically comes as we progress in the path of bhakti. So Srimad Bhagavatam gives everything. Jnana, vairagya, bhakti. It's like when you eat food. When we eat food, our hunger is satisfied. We get the taste also by eating food. And our body also gets nourishment. So santushti, tushti, pushti. All these things are attained by just eating food. Same way, Bhagavatam, just hearing Bhagavat Katha, it evokes bhakti, love of Godhead in the heart, along with jnana and vairagya. So we should be very attentively hearing this Bhagavad Katha on a regular basis. Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. Right? We recite this prayer in the beginning of Bhagavad class. Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. When we hear Bhagavatam every day on a regular basis, when we serve the Bhagavat person, the great devotees of the Lord, all the inauspiciousness is derived out of our life and it invokes the mercy of the Lord. So with that, we will enter into this beautiful Damodar Leela. As we know, Lord Krishna residing in his Goloka Dham, in the eternal spiritual world, Lord performed his wonderful Leelas there. Right? His Leela is going on uninterruptedly. He is continuously engaged in his wonderful Leelas there. And there are certain Leelas which Lord does not perform in his spiritual world. That Leela he performs specifically when he descends down in this material world. Because we know in spiritual world, Krishna is in the Kishore age, 16 year old, right? He maintains that youthful age. So the childish pastimes of Krishna, drinking the milk from his mother, playing with his small childhood gopa friends and breaking into others' home, other gopis' home and stealing this butter. So these kind of activities which Krishna performs as a very small child does not happen in Goloka Dham. Krishna performs those leelas specifically in this material world to attract the heart of the devotees. And as we know, Krishna is very chanchal, natkat. And Krishna performs all these beautiful leelas to attract the heart. And especially this leela of stealing butter from the houses of the gopis. So Krishna with his gang of all other cowherd boys, he goes to the various houses of gopis in Vrindavan Dham and steals the butter from others' houses. So he goes, steal the butter. If the butter is hanging from little up from the ceiling, so Krishna will break the pot, and as the butter is falling down, he will enjoy the butter and give to all other friends also. And sometimes they make the human pyramid, right? They climb on each other's shoulders. What we do on Janmashtami as a Dahi Handi festival, climbing on each other, making a human pyramid and breaking the pot. what we do there, we are just mimicking Krishna's leela of sealing butter, right? Climbing up top and trying to seal the butter from the pot hanging from high. And if sometime Krishna does not like the taste of the butter, he does very mischievous activities. Sometimes he will pinch on to the little babies of those gopis and run away, making them cry, "I did not like your butter today." So in that way, Krishna performs many beautiful leelas. Even though all these gopis internally, they are enjoying these leelas, they are relishing these leelas, but sometime externally, they are showing as of they are very angry, very upset with Krishna. And they come to Mother Yashoda to complain about Krishna. "See, Yashoda, you are none, this baby Krishna, you are Bal Gopal. He is making so many mischievous activities. He come to our houses, steal the butter. Even though we try to hang it little high, still he will manage to steal the butter. If he doesn't like the taste, he pinches our kids and run away. And sometime he will urinate at the outside of the house, not liking the taste, or he is not able to reach to that butter. So he makes many mischievous activities." And Mother Yashoda, hearing these complaints, he will think, "Why Krishna will go to somebody else's home? I have so much butter, yogurt, milk at my own home." See, Nanda Baba, he is known as Brajendra, right? Braj Indra. Indra means the king, and Braja means the whole Brajabhumi. So Nanda Maharaj is the king of this whole Brajabhumi, and he has so many cows, more than 9 lakh cows. So there is no scarcity of butter, milk, yogurt at the house of Nanda Baba, Mother Yashoda. So Yashoda Maiya is thinking, "Why will my Krishna go to somebody else's home and steal the butter?" But when the gopis insist, no, "Your Lalla came and he stole the butter. See, call your Lalla. Where is he? He is not at home. He is just going outside with his friends and stealing butter from others' houses." So sometimes Mother Yashoda will call to Krishna, "Krishna, where are you? Come outside." And Krishna will come rubbing his eyes as if he just woke up from the sleep. And Krishna says, and Mother Yashoda says, "See, my Lalla is at home. He was just sleeping still. It's so early in the morning. Where will he go? He was sleeping." And the gopis will be bewildered. And sometime, actually, there is little butter stuck on Krishna's lips. And they will ask, "See, he still has a butter on his mouth." And Krishna will say, No, I did not steal anybody's butter. I did not eat butter. These gopis, they forcibly put some butter on my head. They want to feed me. I'm not going to their home and stealing the butter. They want to forcibly feed me. So what can I do?" So Krishna does all these beautiful leelas in Gokuldham. And he actually goes with his gang very early in the morning, when everybody is just waking up and some people are still sleeping. In Brahma Muhurat, Krishna makes his gang with other cowherd boys and he goes out to steal the butter. And actually, this leela, there is a very beautiful meaning behind this, significance behind this. So Krishna comes to steal the butter, but in the form of butter, Krishna is coming to steal our heart. And if our heart is as soft and as white as butter, purified, then Krishna steals our heart. And if our heart is not purified, it is so much contaminated with all these materialistic desires, lust, anger, greed, all these anarthas are there, Krishna does not like. So Krishna says, "Keep trying, I will come again to steal your heart." So our process of sadhana bhakti in the morning, Brahma Muhurat, that process is for purifying our heart, for cleansing our heart. So Krishna comes one day and steals away our heart. So this process of sadhana, especially in the Brahma Muhurat, is very important. इसलिए बोलते हैं कि किसी ने ब्रह्म मुहूर्त को नहीं देखा तो वो ब्रह्म को क्या देखेगा. सो इफ वी डोंट एंगेज इन द सर्विस ऑफ कृष्णा, इन द चैंटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम, इन रिमेम्बरेंस ऑफ कृष्णा इन ब्रह्म मुहूर्त, हाउ विल बी एबल टू सी द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड फेस टू फेस. सो इन द वृंदावन, कृष्णा इज वेरी फेमस फॉर हिज स्टीलिंग द बटर, स्पेशली फॉर दोज एक्टिविटीज. एंड इट डिस्क्राइब्स दैट in Vrindavan, there is a very famous thief who lives in Vrindavan. And who is that thief? That is Krishna. But Acharyas explain this beautiful prayer song. Brajer prasiddham navanita choram gopanganam chadakula choram aneka janmarjita papa choram choragraganyam purusham namami. Brajer prasiddham navanita choram gopanganam chadakula choram aneka janmarjita papa choram choragraganyam purusham namami. So in the Braja, there is a very famous thief. What does he steal? Navanita choram. He steals the butter. What else does he steal? Gopangana nama chadakula choram. He steals the chira, the clothes of the gopis. What else? What else does he steal? Aneka janam arjita papa choram. He is stealing away all our sinful reactions from many, many lifetimes which we have accumulated. Aneka janmarjita papa choram choragraganyam purusham namami. I pay my obeisances to that leader of the thieves. So we are paying obeisances to a thief, but he is not an ordinary thief. He is the supreme lord. So what else does he steal? Shri Radhikaya hridayasya choram. He steals the heart of Srimati Radharani. Navambhuda shyamala kanti choram padashitanam sa samasta choram. If somebody takes shelter of Krishna, he steals away all their sinful reaction. He makes them completely purified. Choragraganyam purusham namami. I pay my obeisances to that leader of the thieves. Choragraganyam purusham namami. So Krishna is famous in Brajadham as a butter thief, makhan chor. And sometimes people become very bewildered. What kind of god is that who is stealing? See, stealing from the moral point of view also is a not to do activity, right? From the moral standpoint of view also, we say one should not steal. So how is that lord who is stealing from others' houses? But just for one moment, if we at least understand theoretically, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And if He is the Supreme Lord, everything belongs to Him. He is the Supreme Proprietor. He is the Supreme Controller. He is the Supreme Enjoyer. That is the definition of God. So when Krishna is God, everything belongs to Him. So everything is Krishna's property. All the gopis' houses, their butters and everything, it actually belongs to Krishna. Where is the Krishna stealing? Krishna is just going and enjoying His own property. And in that way, actually He is giving enjoyment to everybody's heart. But when these gopis externally, they show some anger, they come to Mother Yashoda to complain about Krishna. And then sometime Mother Yashoda will say, after hearing all these complaints, she say, see, I will not let him go outside the home. I will have him just stay at home. And sometimes gopis say, see, sometimes we hang the butter, we keep the butter in a very dark room. Nobody can see in that dark, pitch dark. But somehow still your Lalla comes and there is so much light emanating from his body. Maybe because of this jewelry which he is wearing. He just kind of illuminates the whole room and he is able to see, find that butter. And Mother Yashoda then tells, okay, so if this jewelry is a problem, it's giving so much light for him, acting like a torch light for him, I will not dress him. I will not put all these ornaments on his body. And then all these gopis said, no, Lalla looks very beautiful. He looks so beautiful in all these ornaments. Please don't do that. And then Mother Yashoda said, okay, I will not let him go out of the home. Let him just sit here in the home. He will not go out. He will not do any pranks. So for some few days, then Krishna does not go out. And all the gopis, they are thinking, where is Krishna? Why he is not coming? And then they come to Krishna. Where is Krishna? We don't see him anymore. So when Krishna is going out, gopis come to complain. And if Krishna does not go out, gopis still come to ask, where is Krishna? So that is the love of gopis for Krishna. They are eagerly waiting for Krishna to come and enjoy that butter. Actually, they are specially preparing this butter, this yogurt for Krishna to come and enjoy. But to increase this mellow of love, sometimes this exchange happens. So once there was another beautiful incident. One gopi, the name of Prabhavati, which happened to be Nand Baba's brother's wife. So one day Krishna goes to the house of Prabhavati with all his gang and steals the butter. And Prabhavati had made arrangement that today I will catch Krishna red-handed and then I will take him to Mother Yashoda. See, I caught him today. Here is your lala. You are not believing in our complaints. See, today I brought him. So Prabhavati made a plan, kind of trap to catch Krishna. So she caught Krishna when he was stealing the butter or he was enjoying the butter from the house of Prabhavati. And she took him, holding him by hand, she took him to Mother Yashoda. So she is just dragging Krishna, holding Krishna's arm with one hand and dragging Krishna behind him. And she goes to, actually she puts little curtain or ghungat on Krishna so that Nand Baba doesn't feel bad, thinking, why you are bringing my son dragging like this? He is the king of this Brajadham. So father generally becomes upset, right? When you see their children brought like that, complaining about them. So she brought, covering Krishna in front of Mother Yashoda and told her, see, today I caught him red-handed. And Mother Yashoda said, where is he? And Prabhavati goes off, she puts on, take off the cloth on the face of Krishna and behold, here is, Krishna is not there. And it is actually Prabhupada's husband standing there. And everybody starts laughing. So you are dragging your husband and you are blaming on Krishna that my lala is there. It's your husband. And see, there is butter on his face. So Prabhupada is completely bewildered. She is scratching her head. What happened? I dragged Krishna here. And now I see my husband is here. And she is very ashamed, very feeling bad in that way. And as she goes out, and Krishna comes back, Krishna takes the form again. And Krishna says, see, today I showed your husband. And next time, if you do this thing, I will have somebody else, your own children or somebody by your hand. So Krishna makes these sort of tricks. And drowning the residents of Vrindavan in the mellows of love of ecstasy. So all these wonderful leelas are going on of Krishna. And Mother Yashoda, seeing these complaints coming again and again, she is thinking, maybe something is there. Maybe Krishna is really going and stealing the butter from other's house. Without fire, there cannot be smoke. All these people are coming and complaining, there must be something. So she is thinking like that. And one day, she is thinking, why will Krishna go to somebody else's home? I have so much buttermilk yogurt at my home. Why he will go to somebody else's home to steal? Maybe Krishna does not like the taste of butter and yogurt at our own home. Why? Because maybe it is made by our maid servants. And they are not preparing it nicely as per the liking of Krishna. See, Nanda Baba, because he is the king of Vrindavan, right? He had so many maid servants at home who are doing all these household chores. So Mother Yashoda is thinking, maybe it is because of the servants are preparing this, Krishna is not liking the taste. And there is a beautiful Siddhanta in that to understand. Krishna is not looking for our offerings to him or the quantities of offerings. Krishna just looks some offering which is done with love and devotion. Krishna is Bhavagrahi. He enjoys whatever we offer to Krishna with love and devotion. If somebody offers to Krishna with love and devotion, little leaf, fruit, water, patram pushpam palam toyam, jome bhaktya prachati. Krishna tells that in Bhagavad Gita. If someone offers me with love and devotion, even a leaf, a fruit or water, I accept that. So Krishna is looking for our offering which is done with love, not many, many quantities. Not Krishna is looking, not looking for our chappan bhog or 100 bhog or 1000 bhoga. Sometimes we get carried away with the quantity, especially on some festival time also. We think, oh, today we want to do 500 offerings, we want to do 300 offerings or 1000 offerings. And while devotees are preparing those offerings, they are so much rushing into preparing these quantities, their consciousness is absorbed in quantity and they are preparing five different things at the same time and some item get burned up also. So there is no use like that. Better we prepare something, small quantities, selected quantity with quality, with love. So Krishna is Bhavagrahi. Right? That's why Krishna, when Putana came to feed Krishna, even though she was feeding poison and she did not have a proper bhava also, Krishna still accepted. That is his mercy. Sabse unchi prema sagai. Sabse unchi prema sagai. Driyodhan ke ghar meva tyago sag vidhur ghar khai. सबसे ऊंची प्रेम सगाई झूठे फल शबरी के खाए बहुविधि स्वाद बताई सबसे ऊंची प्रेम सगाई. So Krishna is looking for the love. In Mahabharata we hear this wonderful pastime when Krishna came as peace messenger. Duryodhana wanted to invite him to his home and prepared for very nice bhogas, chappan bhoga, and Krishna says, no, I'm not going to come to your home. If somebody goes to somebody's home for food, for eating, if they have a very nice relationship, agar kisi ka aapas mein bahut prem hai, ya kisi ko kisi cheez ka abhav hai, ya to hum abhav ki wajah se kisi ke ghar pe jate hain, ya kisi ke prabhav mein ghar pe jate hain, par na to mera tumhare saath koi achha prabhav hai, na hi mujhe kisi cheez ka abhav hai. So Krishna rejected going to the house of Duryodhana and rather he came to the house of Vidura. And Vidurjali was away from the house, and that time Vidurani was here. As soon as Krishna came to the house, Vidurani, seeing Krishna, she was filled with ecstasy. And at the same time, she was under very anxiety also, how to serve Krishna. Krishna says, mother, feed me something, I'm hungry. And Vidurani, she brought the bananas. And as she is sitting and peeling the bananas, absorbed in looking at the beauty of Krishna, she is throwing the garbha food, the inner food from outside, and feeding the leaves or the kind of peels to Krishna. तो केले का अंदर का फल फेंक कर वो छिलके खिला रही है भगवान को. भगवान बहुत प्रेम से उसको खा रहे हैं. He is chewing on those banana leaves, banana peels. And that time Vidurji also came back and he saw. And he was saying, what are you doing? भाग्यवान, ये क्या कर रही हो? तुम उनको छिलके खिला रही हो, फल फेंक कर छिलके खिला रही हो. So that's why it says, Duryodhan ke meva tyago sag vidur ghar khai. And same way in Ramayana, we hear this beautiful pastime, Lord Ram's exchange with Mother Shabari. She had been waiting for Lord Ram for 10,000 years, every day preparing the path for Lord's arrival, decorating the path with flowers, picking the berries, the fruits, bear. And she even tasted that to see which are sweet and which are sour. So she will throw, separate those sour fruits to serve the sweet berries to the Lord. So Lord enjoyed that tasted berries of Shabari. Shabari ke jhoothe phal khayo. Jhoothe phal Shabari ke khayo. Bahubidhi swad batai. And when Shabari is asking the Lord, my dear Lord, how is it? Do you like this? And Lord Ram says, wonderful. Out of this world. I never tasted like that anywhere. Even Mother Kaushalya, when she used to feed me in the palace, even I did not drive that taste that time also. These are amazing, wonderful. So that is how merciful the Lord is. He is just looking for the bhava. Bhava grahi janardana. So Mother Yashoda is thinking, where is something missing? Where is something lacking? Maybe he is not liking the taste of butter and yogurt made by the maid servants. And let me make it by myself. Because, see, in our current situation also, there are so many restaurants outside. One may go to the restaurant and you can order the food and the waiters will come. Waiters can also serve you very nicely, right? They will bring the food, they are standing, speaking to you very nicely. And serving you, they will put the sabji in your plate, offer the chapati or whatever. So they are serving you nicely, but what is their mood? What is the reason of their serving? They are serving because they are looking at the bill, the money they will be earning from that, or they are looking at the tip which they will be getting from the customer. They don't care if you are really getting the taste out of the food or if you are really satisfied, or they will not push you, sir, ek aur lijiye. Nahi, nahi, aap ek aur lijiye. They are not serving like that. But at home, when mother serves a child, when mother serves, she is not looking for if he ate two chapati or three chapati. She is always insisting, okay, take one more, eat one more. You are getting so skinny, take more. So she is feeding with love. She is not looking for something in exchange. So Mother Yashoda was thinking, I should serve Krishna with my own hands. I should prepare butter and yogurt for him with my own hands, and maybe then he will like the taste. So Mother Yashoda, thinking like that, she thought, today I will prepare the butter myself. And this whole Damodar Leela, actually it happened on the day of Deepavali. So on the actual day of Deepavali, this wonderful Damodar Leela happened. And Shukdev Goswami is describing to Parikshit Maharaj this Leela. And he says, Shri Shuka Uvacha Ekda Grahadasishu Yashoda Nanda Gehini Karmantra Nyuktastusu Nirmantam Swayam Dadi. So ekda, once upon a time, ek din, one day, grahadasishu yashoda nanda gehini, all the maid servants, they were engaged in some other household chores. Or Samacharya has explained, Yashoda gave leave to everybody. It's a Deepavali day, you all go take holiday today. So you go to your homes and enjoy the festival. So ekda grahadasishu yashoda nanda gehini. Mother Yashoda thought, today I will prepare the butter myself. Yani yani hi geetani tad bala charitani cha dadi nirmantana kale samaranti tanya gayata. So Mother Yashoda thought, I will prepare butter myself. She woke up very early in the morning, took bath, put on nice clothes, silken saris, nice ornaments, bangles in her arms, multi flowers on her head. She took bath, dressed herself nicely, and then she sat down to churn the butter. And here also, we get a very important siddhanta, a very important principle to understand. In the morning when we wake up, we should not just directly run to the kitchen or start our household chores. One should freshen up, cleanse himself externally. We should cleanse ourselves internally by chanting the names of Krishna. So internally cleansing and externally cleansing, and then engage in the household chores. पर बहुत समय क्या होता है, माताएं क्या करती हैं, सुबह उठे, रात का जो कपड़े पहने हुए हैं, नाइट गाउन जो नाइटी पहनी हुई है, तो वैसे ही है, कोई स्नान नहीं किया, कोई मुंह हाथ नहीं धोया, तो ऐसे ही किचन में घुस गए. So wearing all these used clothes, right, the old one, the dirty clothes, night clothes, they just enter and start doing cooking and even eating also. People are so much addicted to drinking tea. Subah jab tak chai nahi piyenge to aankh nahi khulegi. To yahan par kuch varan aata hai ki Mother Yashoda ne subah subah chai ka pyala piya, fir jaake usko laga ki acha abhi shauch karke abhi snan leke fir main butter banana shuru karun. Mother Yashoda woke up in the morning, bathed and dressed herself nicely and sat down for making butter for Krishna. So we should cleanse ourselves and then engage in the household chores. And there is no question of laziness. One should not become lazy to do the household chores. So Mother Yashoda, she took the pot in which the yogurt was made last night. Right? So last night in a one big pot, she boiled the milk and made it into yogurt. So she took the pot and put the churning rod in that pot. And now she is sitting to churn the butter. So here, what Shukdev Goswami is describing, Yani yani hi geetani tad bal charitani cha dadi nirmantana kale smaranti tanya gayata. While churning the butter, dadi nirmantana kale smaranti tanya gayata, she is remembering the pastimes of Krishna. She is remembering the activities of Krishna. Yani yani hi gitani balacharitani cha. The baby Krishna, what wonderful activities Krishna is performing every day. She is remembering those activities and she is chanting, she is singing that. So it's like kirtan is going on. She is churning the road. And there's bangles in Mother Yashoda's arms. So the bangles are making noise. Like the kartal is playing. And the churning rod is making noise. Like the tabla is playing or mridanga is playing. So mridanga is playing, kartal is playing, and Mother Yashoda is singing. It's beautiful kirtan going on. That is also importance when we engage in any activity. While performing any of our activities, either it's a household chores, your office work, somebody's children are studying. So we should always remember Krishna during all our activities. And what is the importance of remembering Krishna? When we are engaging in all our activities, while remembering Krishna, the work which we are doing, that becomes so easy. The work gets completed without any difficulty. And every work actually brings on some reaction. But when we are engaging in our work while remembering Krishna, there is no reaction to the work. Right? That becomes bhakti yoga. So that does not bring any reaction. So the no reaction to our present karma, whatever activities we are doing, it relieves from the past karma also. When we are remembering Krishna, it is cleansing up our past karma also. And the work gets completed very easily. See, otherwise, every activity we do, either we are cooking, we are walking on the road, you are driving your car, you are filling the water, every activity, there are so many viruses, bacteria are getting killed and it is bringing on the reaction. But when we are doing all these activities while remembering Krishna, it does not bring in any reaction. If we do our activity, it is bound to bring reaction otherwise. For example, when you tie a cow to a pole and there is a length of the rope and the cow is able to walk only that much length around the pole. But if it's not bound, if the cow is not bound by the pole with the rope, she can travel much longer distance, right? She can travel hundreds of kilometers. But because she is tied with the rope to the pole, she can travel only that much distance. So same way, we are bound by our karma. Even though somebody may be very expert, very talented, but because we are bound by our karma, one will get only as much result as granted by our karma, previous karmic reaction. But because of engaging in service of Krishna, always remembering Krishna while doing our activity, we become free from all that karmic reaction, all that bondage of karma. So while engaging in any of our activity, we should try to remember Krishna. That's why we say, always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. So Mother Yashoda, she is churning the butter from the yogurt. And she is singing the pastimes of Krishna. And Mother Yashoda is wearing so many nice flowers in her hairs. And these flowers, they are also thinking. See, now that is the difference in spiritual world and material world. In material world, all these objects, flower, milk, pot, the churning rod, these are all jadavastu. Right, passive objects. They don't have any feeling, any thinking. But in spiritual world, all these are Chaitanya Vastu. They also think. So these Malati flowers on the head of Mother Yashoda, they are also thinking. See, here is such a great devotee. She is serving Krishna. She is engaged in serving Krishna. And she is always remembering Krishna, chanting the glories of Krishna. And what is the use of our sitting on her head? ऐसे भक्त के तो चरणों में गिर जाना चाहिए. So all these multi flowers, they are actually starting to fall at the feet of Mother Yashoda. तो इससे हमें क्या सीखने को मिलता है कि हमें भक्तों के सर पे नहीं चढ़कर बैठना चाहिए, उनके चरणों में बैठना चाहिए. So that we can learn something from them, how to engage in service of Krishna. So Mother Yashoda is churning at that time. Krishna, he woke up and Krishna walked outside. Krishna came. Mother Yashoda was so absorbed in churning, closing her eyes and singing the songs. She is not singing any filmy songs. She is singing the pastimes of Krishna, remembering the Balacharitani. And as Krishna came, she saw Mother Yashoda absorbed and she is perspiring. There are drops of perspiration on her forehead. She is doing hard labor. And Krishna hold on to the churning rod with one hand. And he is keeping another hand on the shoulder of Mother Yashoda. As if Krishna is directing to Mother Yashoda, why? Why are you endeavoring so hard? Why are you doing so much hard labor? See, all these great, great sadhus, the sages, they absorb in the austerities, tapasya. Wo log itni itni tapasya karte hain. मेरे चरणों को प्राप्त करने के लिए, ताकि वो मेरे चरणों का दर्शन कर सकें. जिस परम भगवान के चरणों का दर्शन करने के लिए वो इतने सब वेद शास्त्रों का मंथन करते हैं, ज्ञान के माध्यम से, तपस्या के माध्यम से. वो परम भगवान तुम्हारे घर में साक्षात तुम्हारे सामने उपस्थित है. यू डोंट हैव टू वर्क सो हार्ड. जस्ट The fruit of your endeavor is already here. Just pick up this fruit and keep in your lap. So, main param bhagwan, param brahma, tumhare sakshat samne khada hu, mujhe uthakar apni god mein bitha lo. So, Krishna is holding on to the churning rod. Don't do that much endeavor. I am here. And Mother Yashoda is thinking of Krishna. He is hungry. My little baby is very hungry. He wants to drink milk. So, Mother Yashoda took Krishna into her lap and she started feeding her milk to Krishna. And Parikshit Maharaj is saying, Yashoda cha mahabhago papauj yasya stanam hari. Mother Yashoda, what was her glorification? How much pious activity she may have performed that Lord himself appeared as her child and drinking the milk from her breast. Yashoda cha mahabhago papauj yasya hari. Satanam Hari, that Hari, the Supreme Lord himself, is appearing as his child and drinking the milk from her breast. The meaning of Yashoda also, actually, if we see, what is the meaning of Yashoda? Yash, Da. Da means to give, Dena. Yash means to, Yash means glory, Man Samman. Yash Da, one who is always giving glorification to others. जो दूसरों का मान सम्मान कर रही है, जो दूसरों का यश, दूसरों का मान सम्मान बढ़ा रही, that is Yashoda. So if we always glorify other devotees, if we give respect to other devotees, then Krishna appear as a child in that devotee's house. इसलिए चैतन्य महाप्रभु क्या कहते हैं, अमानी ना मान देना कीर्तन्या सदा हरी. Rather than expecting respect from others, glorification from others, rather give respect to everybody without expecting return in return. तो हमें अपने मान सम्मान की चिंता ना करते हुए हमेशा दूसरों को मान सम्मान देना चाहिए. अमानी ना मान देना कीर्तन्या सदा हरी. In that state of mind, then we will be able to engage in remembering Krishna always. Otherwise, we are thinking, oh, why that devotee did not give me enough honor? Why he did not glorify me? He was glorifying other devotees. Why not me? So otherwise, all these thoughts are coming in mind. But rather than having that mentality of one's own yasha, mana samman, puja la pratishtha, one should be ready to give respect to others. So Yashoda, she took Krishna into her lap and feeding her milk, feeding her breast milk to Krishna. And so yahan par Mother Yashoda apna doodh pila rahi hai, Krishna Mata Yashoda ka doodh pi rahe hai, par andar ek hai teesra jo jal raha hai. So there was, Mother Yashoda had kept one pot for boiling the milk. She has turn on the stove and this milk was boiling. And this milk, now as I said, doodh bhi chetan hai. The milk is also thinking. See, Mother Yashoda is serving Krishna so nicely. She can feed all the milk how much Krishna wants. She can satisfy Krishna fully. What is the use of my life? I was thinking of serving Krishna ki main jalkar itni tapasya karke main dahi banunga, mera makhan banega, jisko Krishna enjoy karenge ya meri kuch mithaiyan banegi. But Krishna is satisfied with Mother Yashoda's milk. What is the use of my doing this so much tapasya? Better I give up my life. So the milk started to boil, raise up, and started to jump out into the fire. As the milk starts to boil, it makes some noise, right? Some sound. So Mother Yashoda heard this sound of milk boiling. And Mother Yashoda, thinking, oh, this milk is boiling, it will be wasted. Actually, I am boiling this milk for the service of Krishna. Actually, the milk which is used for making butter and yogurt for Krishna, it comes from very special cows. Nanda Maharaj has 9 lakh cows. And among those cows also, there are many different varieties of cows. And one special category is Padmagandha cow. And the milk of those cows are very sweet, very nectarian. So, unko achcha achcha ghas khilaya jata hai, unka special milk nikal ke, phir usko ubal kar unka dahi banaya jata hai. So, she makes the yogurt out of that. And Mother Yashoda is thinking, oh, this milk is getting wasted, which was to be used in service of Krishna. Let me go and turn off this stove. So, in that way, she kept Krishna on the floor and she walked to the kitchen to turn off that stove. As Mother Yashoda went to turn off the stove, Krishna became very angry. Krishna ko gussa aa gaya. Now, this is not the anger like we become angry on small, small things. Krishna is showing his transcendental anger. जैसे हम बोलते हैं कि बच्चा खींच गया, so कृष्ण को खींच आ गया. कृष्ण को खींच हुआ कि माता यशोदा ने मुझे नीचे रखकर ये 2 डॉलर गैलन के मिल्क को बचाने के लिए चली गई. She is going to save this little invaluable milk, not caring for me. So Krishna became angry and Krishna thought, I have to do some pranks here. So Krishna took up one stone and he decided to break that pot in which Mother Yashoda was churning to make it into butter. So, abhi makhan bana nahi hai, abhi ye doodh makhan ka mishran hai, right? Liquidy state. So, Krishna took that stone and threw it at the bottom of the pot and broke that pot. All that mixture of yogurt and butter is spilling out, it's spreading out everywhere. So, Krishna ne matki phod to diya. पर फोड़ने के बाद उनको सोचा, रहे ये क्या कर दिया. नाउ मदर यशोदा विल बी वेरी एंग्री व्हेन शी कम्स बैक एंड शी विल बी वेरी अपसेट एट मी. सो कृष्णा थॉट, लेट मी जस्ट रन अवे. ही टुक सम मिक्सचर ऑफ दैट बटर एंड योगर्ट, ईटिंग दैट, एंड ही थॉट ऑफ रनिंग अवे फ्रॉम दैट. कृष्णा के छोटे छोटे पैर, द स्मॉल फीट ऑफ कृष्णा एज अ बेबी कृष्णा, एंड ही इज वॉकिंग थ्रू दैट मिक्सचर हु हैज स्पिल्ड, बट हैज स्पिल्ड एवरीवेयर. And in that mixture, Krishna is walking away, leaving all the footmarks behind. And Mother Yashoda, after turning off the stove, she came back. She saw all this butter and yogurt spilled out. And she started thinking, who did that? And immediately, this must be Krishna's act. And she thought, whatever he did, actually he is very smart. In one sense, he is very smart. उसने मटकी को ऊपर से नहीं फोड़ा, बिल्कुल नीचे से फोड़ा. अगर ऊपर से फोड़ते तो थोड़ा बहुत जो दूध मक्खन योगर्ट था वो बाहर बह जाता, बाकी फिर भी मटके में बच जाता. पर बिल्कुल नीचे से मटका फोड़ा है तो कुछ भी मटके में नहीं बचा, सब कुछ बाहर वेस्ट हो गया. So in one sense, he is very smart. But now I have to teach him a lesson. I was already getting a lot of complaints about Krishna that he does many pranks, he goes to others' houses and break the pots. They must be telling the truth. See, today he is doing at the home also. So I have to teach him a lesson. See, father and mother, they sometimes become very concerned about the children's activity. Right? If they see child doing some wrong activity, they think I have to correct them. Otherwise, they will grow up with this wrong mentality. So Mother Yashoda said, I have to correct my lalla. मुझे अपने लल्ला को सुधारना पड़ेगा. So she started chasing Krishna. Where to find Krishna? And she is now, Mother Yashoda is acting like a detective. So she is like taking up a, what do you call as a magnifying glass, looking at the footmarks, seeing where Krishna has ran away. So Mother Yashoda chasing the footmarks of Krishna, she came to the inner room. So Krishna has run away into the inner room where Mother Yashoda was keeping the butter yogurt from the previous day hanging from the ceiling. So Krishna climbed up onto one grinding motor which was upside down. So he climbed up, he started to take away butter and started eating that butter. And Krishna was eating to the monkeys also. And that's what Krishna used to do. He will, when he is going to others' houses also, they will steal the butter. He will feed to all his other cowherd friends also. And then he will feed to the monkeys also. So in Vrindavan, Krishna has a very deep relationship with the monkeys also. And sometimes we think, from where did all these monkeys come in Vrindavan? Right? Vrindavan mein sab monkey aaye kahan se? To wo pichle avatar mein, Ram avatar mein, uske saath uska relation hai. Jab Bhagwan Ram वन में भटक रहे थे, फिर माता सीता को ढूंढने के लिए उन्होंने मंकी आर्मी की सहायता ली. He took the help of all this monkey army and to fight with Ravan also Lord Ram had this army of monkeys. And that time Lord Ram was thinking, I cannot do anything for these vanaras who are helping me so much, who are serving me so nicely. All they have to eat is the kandamool. They can eat just these fruits and roots in the forest. I don't have anything to serve them. So in the next appearance, when Lord appeared as Lord Krishna, he thought, now I will serve all these vanaras very nicely. So all those vanaras, they appeared in Vrindavan as monkeys and serving the Lord there also, having reciprocation with the Lord. And Lord is feeding them nice butter, yogurt and feeding them nicely. So Krishna ne khud bhi makhan khana shuru kiya aur wo monkey bandaron ko bhi khila rahe hain. And Mother Yashoda, as she came closer, she saw some monkey activity. Lagta hai kuch bandar bhi hai yahan par. So she immediately picked up a stick. So abhi bhi aap Vrindavan mein jaiye to brajvasi kya karte hain? Jab bhi bandar aas pas hote hain to wo ek chhadi utha lete hain bandaron ko dara kar bhagane ke liye. Because the monkeys have a tendency, they will snatch away. Anything you are holding loose in your hand, they will snatch away. Your purse, and especially they attack on the glasses. Aajkal to, during this corona time, people are not going to Vrindavan and the monkeys are waiting, right? Monkey bhi soch rahe hain, pakka Vrindavan mein kab aaoge? Aapka chashma chheene mein bahut samay ho gaya. So they are also waiting for people to come in Vrindavan. So Mother Yashoda saw this activity, little monkey activity there. She picked up a stick to scare away the monkeys. And as Krishna, she kind of turned the curtain little away and saw Krishna standing on this grinding mortar and eating butter and feeding to the monkeys also. Seeing Mother Yashoda standing behind, Krishna jumped out from the mortar, grinding mortar and started running in the courtyard. So one wonderful leela happening. Just imagine that leela in front of your eyes. Krishna, baby Krishna, chote chote unke pad. छोटे छोटे पैरों पे वो इधर उधर भाग रहे हैं और मदर यशोदा उनके पीछे पीछे भाग रही है होल्डिंग अ स्टिक बिहाइंड हिम. सो कृष्णा इज रनिंग एवरीवेयर, मदर यशोदा इज रनिंग बिहाइंड हिम एंड कृष्णा इज जस्ट लुकिंग बिहाइंड आल्सो सीइंग हाउ फार इज मदर यशोदा, मुझसे कितनी दूर है. एंड ही इज जस्ट मेंटेनिंग अ डिस्टेंस ऑफ वन हैंड टू हैंड्स. जैसे अभी कृष्णा ने अपना गति धीमा किया, मदर यशोदा ने अपना स्पीड थोड़ा बढ़ाया और झट से पकड़ लेंगे, बस इतना फासला. बट कृष्णा इज जस्ट रनिंग with maintaining that distance. Now who can catch the Supreme Lord? Param Bhagwan ko kaun pakad sakta hai? Kaun unko baandh sakta hai? Even the great great warriors, yodhas, wo Bhagwan ke piche bhaage, wo Bhagwan ko pakad nahi sakte. Right? Mathura Leela mein, jab Kalyavan ne Bhagwan ke upar akarman kiya, Mathura ke upar, so Krishna is running in front of Kalyavana and Kalyavana is running behind and he is just having one hand distance. Sirf ek haath ka faasla hai. And Krishna is just running in front of Kalyavana and he is not able to catch the Lord. To jo yodha hain, jo jinko itna abhyas hai bhagne ka, वो भगवान को पकड़ नहीं सकते, तो यहाँ पर तो माता यशोदा जो कि एक वयोवृद्ध महिला है वो भगवान को कैसे पकड़ पाएंगी। तो कृष्णा इज जस्ट रनिंग एवरीवेयर इन द कोर्टयार्ड एंड ही जस्ट रन्स इनटू द कुंज गलीज इनटू द स्ट्रीट्स ऑफ वृंदावन एंड मदर यशोदा इज चेजिंग कृष्णा। All the gopis are watching this beautiful leela happening, pastime happening. That Mother Yashoda with a stick in the hand, she is chasing Krishna. Ruk ja, thehar ja, aaj tujhe nahi chhodungi, aaj to tumhe pakad ke sabak sikhaungi. Bahut natkhat ho gaya hai. And seeing this beautiful leela, Satyavrata Muni composes this beautiful prayer. What is that prayer? We sing that prayer every day during this Kartik month, right? Damodar month, this Damodar Ashtakam. So Satyavrata, seeing Lord Krishna running in front and Mother Yashoda chasing Krishna, he composed this prayer. Namameshwaram Satchidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Bhajamana. Namameshwaram Satchidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Bhajamana. Yashodha Biyolukha Labdhabamana Param Rishram Atyanto Dodrutya Gopya. The Supreme Lord. So first of all, Satyavrata Muni is clarifying. See, I'm first going to clarify about whom I am speaking. Don't get mistaken. मैं परम भगवान के बारे में बात कर रहा हूं, नहीं तो बाद में तुम कंफ्यूज मत हो जाना। डोंट हैव दिस डाउट्स, क्योंकि बहुत सारी ऐसी अद्भुत अद्भुत लीलाएं होंगी जिससे संशय उत्पन्न होगा मन के अंदर कि ये क्या भगवान है, ये बालक परम भगवान है क्या, ये डर भी रहे हैं, ये रो भी रहे हैं, माता यशोदा उनको बांध रही है, इज ही द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड। सो लेटर ऑन यू मे हैव दिस डाउट्स, लेट मी क्लैरिफाई इन द बिगनिंग, आई एम स्पीकिंग अबाउट द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड। Namam Ishwaram Satchidananda Rupam. I'm speaking about the Supreme Lord who has his body, Satchit Ananda, made of eternity, bliss and knowledge. Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam, that he is running in the Kunjigalis of Gokula and the earrings which he is wearing are shaking. Beautifying his face. Actually, the earrings are becoming beautiful because of the effulgence on the face of Krishna. Yashodha biyolukha labdhabamanam. He is running because of the fear of Mother Yashoda. So like that, Satyavrata Muni composed this prayer. So Mother Yashoda is chasing Krishna, trying to catch Krishna. And Krishna is looking behind, seeing how far is Mother Yashoda. Finally, seeing Mother Yashoda is endeavoring so hard, माता यशोदा को पसीना आ रहा है और उनके जितने भी बाकी बचे हुए मालती के फूल है वो भी सब नीचे गिर गिर रहे हैं, उधर उधर के माता के यशोदा माता के चरणों में गिर रहे हैं। All these flowers are falling, paying obeisances at the feet of Mother Yashoda. And seeing Mother Yashoda endeavoring so much, now Krishna thought, मैया बहुत मेहनत कर रही है, अभी मुझे उनके हाथ में आ जाना चाहिए। So he agrees to be bound by the love of Mother Yashoda. So Mother Yashoda, Krishna ने अपना गति थोड़ा सा कम किया, माता यशोदा ने अपना गति थोड़ा बढ़ाया और झट से कृष्ण को पकड़ लिया, अभी आ गया पकड़ में, अभी नहीं छोड़ूंगी। And as soon as Mother Yashoda hold on to Krishna, Krishna is seeing the stick in mother's hand. And seeing the stick in Mata Yashoda's hand, Krishna started crying. So he is fearful of the stick of Mother Yashoda. And as Mother Yashoda saw that Krishna is becoming scared, she threw away that stick. Now there are multiple lessons to learn from here, multiple principles here. पहले तो भगवान, जो परम भगवान हैं, वो एक छोटा सा हाथ में डंडा देखकर उससे घबरा रहे हैं. He is becoming scared of that small stick and ain't crying. तो छोटा बच्चा जब रोता है तो क्या होता है, उसकी सांस फूल जाती है. Right? He starts to cry and he is rubbing his eyes again and again. So Krishna is crying. Just imagine that Supreme Lord, जो भगवान परशुराम के रूप में आए और 21 बार पूरे धरती के ऊपर क्षत्रियों को नक्षत्री कर दिया, पूरी धरती को नक्षत्री कर दिया, सब क्षत्रियों का वध कर दिया, नरसंहार किया, वो भगवान जो वराह रूप में आकर जिन्होंने हिरण्याक्ष को एक थप्पड़ मारकर मार दिया, वो भगवान जो नरसिंह देव के रूप में आकर हिरण्यकशिपु को चीर फाड़ डाला अपने नाखूनों से, वो भगवान जो भगवान राम के रूप में आकर रावण का वध कर दिया, वो परम भगवान एक छोटा सा डंडा देखकर डर रहे हैं, रो रहे हैं। तो दिस इज सच एन अमेजिंग लीला। एंड मदर यशोदा इज ऑल्सो सीइंग दैट कृष्णा इज बिकमिंग स्केयर्ड, शी इमीडिएटली थ्रू अप द स्टिक। तो उन्होंने कृष्णा को पीटने के लिए छड़ी नहीं उठाया था, सिर्फ बंदरों को डराने के लिए उठाया था और कृष्णा को डराने के लिए उठाया था। बट नाउ सीइंग कृष्णा इज बिकमिंग स्केयर्ड, शी थ्रू अवे। सो प्रिंसिपल टू लर्न, एक्चुअली एज प्रभुपाद सेज, वी शुड नॉट नेवर रेज हैंड्स ऑन चिल्ड्रन। बच्चों के ऊपर कभी हाथ नहीं उठाना चाहिए, उनके ऊपर छड़ी से उनको मारना नहीं चाहिए। बच्चों को आप थोड़ा आंख से डरा सकते हो, उनको थोड़ा गुस्सा दिखा सकते हो, यू कैन शो देम द आईज, यू कैन शो देम द स्टिक, बट डोंट बीट देम विद स्टिक। अगर बच्चों को मारा जाए तो एक्चुअली दे ग्रो अप बिकमिंग मोर इनटॉलरेबल टू दीज थिंग्स, राइट? दे थिंक ओके दिस इज नॉर्मल थिंग एंड दे बिकम कंडीशन टू दैट। तो जिन बच्चों को बहुत ज्यादा मारा पीटा जाता है बचपन में, उनके साथ इस तरह का व्यवहार किया जाता है, वो आगे चलकर और भी खतरनाक खूंखार क्रिमिनल्स बन सकते हैं। दिस पीपल कैन बिकम मोर क्रिमिनल मेंटेलिटी पीपल। उनको इन चीजों से फिर कोई फर्क ही नहीं पड़ता। वी आर बिकमिंग कंडीशन्ड ऑफ ऑल दिस वायलेंस एंड मारपीट एंड ऑल। सो वी शुड नॉट नेवर रेज हैंड ऑन चिल्ड्रन, जस्ट टू करेक्ट देम वी कैन शो एंगर। एक होता है गुस्सा होना, एक होता है गुस्सा करना। वी कैन शो एंगर टेम्परेली बट डोंट गेट कंट्रोल्ड बाय एंगर। सो माता यशोदा ने इमीडिएटली वो छड़ी जो था वो फेंक दिया। और यहां पर सत्यव्रत मुनि क्या लिख रहे हैं, रुदंतम मुहुर्नेत्रम युग्मं रजन्तम करम भोजयुग्मेना सातंकनेत्रम मुहुश्वासकं पात्रीरेखांककंठा स्थितग्रेवदामोदरं भक्तिबाधम। सो सीइंग दिस स्टिक इन मदर्स हैंड, कृष्णा इज क्राइंग एंड रबिंग हिज आईज अगेन एंड अगेन विद हिज टू लोटस हैंड्स। रुदंतम मुहुर्नेत्रम युग्मं रजन्तम, एंड कृष्णा इज वेयरिंग दिस काजल in his eyes. Mother Yashoda has put the kajal, and as Krishna is crying, the tears are coming and he is rubbing his eyes. All that kajal is spreading onto his face. With his tears, it's spreading onto his face. Karam bhoja yugmena satanka netram muhushwasa kampa trirekhaanka kantha. And he is becoming, and his breathing is becoming heavy, right? As the child cries, they start to little breathe heavily. Sans chadne lagta hai. And the three lines on Krishna's neck, they are looking very beautiful. Sthita greva damodaram bhakti badham. To this Supreme Lord Shri Damodar, I offer my humble obeisances. So as Krishna is caught up, he is becoming very scared, he is crying. And Satyavrata Muni, he further glorifies the Lord. इति धृक्स्वलीलाभिर् आनन्दकुण्डे स्वघोषं निमज्जन्तम् आख्यापयन्तम् तदीयेषिताग्येषु भक्तेर्जिता त्वं पुनः प्रेमतस्तं शतावृति वन्दे। इज कृष्ण रियली स्केयर्ड? नो, एक्चुअली कृष्ण इज एंजॉयिंग, ही इज एंजॉयिंग दिस ट्रांसेंडेंटल लीला। इति दृक् स्वलीला भी आनंद कुंडे, ही इज हिमसेल्फ एंजॉयिंग इंटरनली एंड ही इज ड्राउनिंग ऑल द रेजिडेंट्स ऑफ वृंदावन ऑल्सो इन दिस एक्सटेसी। तो सबको देखकर बहुत आनंद आ रहा है कि आज माता यशोदा और कृष्णा के बीच में खूब अच्छी लीला चल रही है। ऑल दिस गोपीज आर स्टैंडिंग एंड दे आर एंजॉयिंग। सो माता यशोदा, शी होल्ड ऑन टू कृष्णा एंड शी थॉट, टुडे आई एम गोइंग टू टीच यू अ लेसन। व्हाट इज द लेसन आई एम गोइंग टू टीच यू? I'm going to punish you. I'm going to bind you so you cannot move from here. बहुत मस्ती करने लगे हो, बहुत नटखट हो गए हो, दूसरों के घर पे जाके मटकी फोड़ते हो, आज तो अपने घर में भी मटकी फोड़ रहे हो, तो तुम्हें सजा मिलेगी आज। तो मदर यशोदा, शी टुक अप अ रोप। उन्होंने बोला तुम्हें मैं इसी ओखल के साथ बांध दूंगी, ये भी तुम्हारी इस जो नटखट कर रहे हो तुम उसके अंदर शामिल है। तो दोनों को सजा मिलेगी, तो दोनों को एक दूसरे के साथ बांध दोगी. सो शी ब्रॉट कृष्णा इन फ्रंट ऑफ द ओकल, टुक द रोप एंड ट्राइंग टू टाई कृष्णा. बट नाउ व्हाट इज हैपनिंग, एज मदर यशोदा इज ट्राइंग टू बाइंड कृष्णा, दिस रोप इज बिकमिंग टू फिंगर शॉर्ट. सो शी ब्रिंग्स मोर रोप, टाई ऑन टू दिस टू रोप्स टूगेदर एंड अगेन ट्राई टू बाइंड कृष्णा, अगेन द रोप इज टू फिंगर शॉर्ट. Brings more rope, she tells all the gopis, bring more rope, tie more rope, try to bind Krishna, again two finger short. So this is going on and on and on. This rope is always becoming two finger short. And as I explained, there is significance of this two finger short. Why the rope is two finger short? What is the significance of that? These two finger represent how, what we need to do to attain mercy of Krishna. These two finger represent, one finger represents the mercy of Krishna. Without mercy of Krishna, we cannot capture Krishna. तो एक है भगवान की कृपा और दूसरी फिंगर जो कम पड़ रही है वो क्या है, हमारा अपना जो एंडेवर है, our endeavor, हमारी जो कोशिश है, हमारी जो मेहनत है, हमारी जो साधना है भगवान को प्राप्त करने के लिए. तो भगवान की कृपा के बिना हम भगवान को प्राप्त नहीं कर सकते, और हमारी एंडेवर भी चाहिए, हमारी साधना भी चाहिए. कुछ लोग बोलते हैं जब भगवान की कृपा होगी तब हम भक्ति कर पाएंगे. अरे आप लोग तो कितने भाग्यशाली हो, आप भगवान की भक्ति कर पा रहे हो, हमारे ऊपर भगवान की कृपा कब होगी, कब हम भक्ति कर पाएंगे? अरे क्या आप भगवान का इंतजार कर रहे हैं, भगवान आपके आपके बाहर डोरबेल बजाएंगे, टिंग टिंग आई एम हियर, गुप्ता जी, शर्मा जी मेरी भक्ति कर लो, मैं आ गया हूं अपनी कृपा देने के लिए, अब तो मेरी भक्ति कर लो. आर वी वेटिंग फॉर दैट सॉर्ट ऑफ मर्सी? दैट्स नॉट गोइंग टू हैपन. सो बिफोर वी गेट कृष्णा'स मर्सी वी नीड टू ऐड अवर एंडेवर. तो भगवान की कृपा पाने के लिए पहले हमें अपना मेहनत करना पड़ेगा. कृपा, कृपा का मतलब ही है कर और पा. अगर हम करेंगे, अपना कोशिश करेंगे, तब हम भगवान की कृपा प्राप्त करेंगे. तो ये नहीं सोचते रहना चाहिए कि मेरे ऊपर कृपा कब होगी, पहले आप अपनी तरफ से कुछ कीजिए तो सही. अगर आप भगवान की ओर एक कदम बढ़ाएंगे, भगवान 10 कदम बढ़ाने के लिए तैयार है. तो ये जो दो उंगली कम पड़ रही हैं, वो इस चीज को दर्शा रही हैं कि भगवान को अगर हमें हासिल करना है तो हमें पहले अपना प्रयत्न करना पड़ेगा, भगवान के लिए साधना करनी पड़ेगी, भक्ति करनी पड़ेगी, और फिर भगवान की कृपा प्राप्त होगी. जैसे अब जहां पर भगवान ने देखा माता यशोदा मुझे बांधने के लिए बहुत मेहनत कर रही, तो भगवान बंधने के लिए तैयार हो गए. He agreed to be bound not by the rope but with the love of mother Yashoda. तो रस्सी हमेशा वैसी ही थी. माता यशोदा सोच रही थी क्या हो रहा है, कि ये ओखली बढ़ रही है, कि कृष्णा का पेट बढ़ रहा है, कि ये रस्सी छोटी हो रही है, पर तीनों में से कुछ नहीं हो रहा. Krishna is standing there, the okhal is there, the rope is there, still she was not able to bound Krishna until Krishna showed his mercy and agreed to be bound by the love of Mother Yashoda. So finally, Mother Yashoda bound Krishna there and she thought, okay, today you face this consequences. Aaj tumhe apni saza bhugatni hai, to yahan tum bandhe hue khade raho. So Mother Yashoda tied Krishna and she went inside to engage in her household chores. To abhi yahan par Bhagwan bandhe hue khade hain. और सत्यव्रत मुनि क्या प्रार्थना कर रहे हैं भगवान से, वरम देव मोक्षम ना मोक्षम वधिम वा न चान्यम गृभृणेहम वरेषादपिह इदं ते वपुरनाथ गोपाल बालम सदा मे मनसे अभिरासं किमन्ये. ओ लॉर्ड, ऑल्दो यू कैन गिव ऑल सॉर्ट ऑफ बेनेडिक्शंस, आप अपने धाम में वास दे सकते हो, आप अपने जैसे स्वरूप में मुक्ति भी दे सकते हो, तो आप मुक्ति भी प्रदान कर सकते हो, गलोक धाम में वास दे सकते हो, जो नवदा भक्ति का जो भी फल है आप वो प्रदान कर सकते हो. यू कैन गिव द एनी बेनेडिक्शंस ऑफ ऑल दिस नवदा भक्ति एंड एवरीथिंग, बट आई डोंट डिजायर फॉर एनी ऑफ दिस बोन्स, आई डोंट डिजायर फॉर एनी ऑफ दिस बेनेडिक्शन. सो व्हाट डू यू वांट? इदं ते वपुरनाथ गोपाल बालम. सो सत्यव्रत मुनि इज फेसिंग और शोइंग द फिंगर एट द बाल स्वरूप ऑफ कृष्णा. आपका जो ये स्वरूप है, दीज योर form as a baby Krishna. Idam te vapurnatha gopala balam. In the form of this child, bound by this okal. Please grant me this benediction that I can always see that in front of my eyes. I can always meditate on this beautiful Savrupa of yours. So that is all I want. Please give me that moon. I don't want anything else. तो भगवान की जो भक्ति करते हैं तो उसका फल हमें ये नहीं मांगना चाहिए कि मैं भगवान की इतनी भक्ति कर रहा हूं, भगवान बदले में मुझे क्या देंगे. What will Krishna give me in exchange? That is a business deal. Doing some service to Krishna, doing some bhakti to Krishna, if we are desiring something in return, that is a business deal. But the devotees of the Lord, the sincere devotees, they don't want anything in exchange. They say, we are serving you in exchange. We don't want anything. All we want is your loving reciprocation. Prem ke badle mein hume prem chahiye. Agar hum Bhagwan se kuch aur maang rahe hain, kuch anya vastu maang rahe hain, Krishna will give that. Okay, you did so much nice bhakti. And if you say, Krishna, I want nice house, I want cars, this, that. Krishna says, okay, take it. No problem. Krishna can fulfill those desires. And Krishna actually thinks that is good. Actually, I will not be bound. कि मैंने तुम्हें ये सब भौतिक सुख दे दिए तो मैं तो छूट गया. Because otherwise Krishna himself becomes bound by the love. तो भक्त भगवान से कुछ भी एक्सचेंज में नहीं मांगता. जैसे इस लीला के बाद में एक और अन्य लीला आती है भागवतम में. There is a one fruit seller, old woman who is selling the fruits in Vrindavan. She comes in front of Nand Maharaj's bhavan and she is calling out, पल ले लो, पल ले लो, कोई है पल ले लो. And Krishna hearing these voices of this fruit vendor, he comes out. And Krishna says, I will like to get some fruit. And this old lady, she tells Krishna, Lalla, is there anybody else at home? कोई बड़ा आदमी घर पे कोई बड़ा है? Because she is selling fruits and she will need something in exchange, right? There was earlier a barter system. कि आप एक वस्तु देते हो और दूसरी वस्तु बदले में लेते हो. तो कुछ भी किसी को फल चाहिए तो उसने फल लिया और साथ में उनको कुछ एक्सचेंज में जैसे कुछ अनाज दे दिया, कुछ गेहूं दे दिया, कुछ चावल दे दिया. सो देयर इज अ बार्टर सिस्टम एक्सचेंज विद सम डिफरेंट आइटम. सो दिस वुमन शी टोल्ड कृष्णा, लल्ला घर के अंदर जाओ, कोई है तो उनसे कुछ लेकर आओ बदले में मुझे देने के लिए. सो कृष्णा वेंट इनसाइड and he filled his small hands, tiny hands, with little grains. And as Krishna is coming out with holding these grains in the hand, all these grains are spilling out and little few grains are left. He comes and opens his hands. Maya, take these and give me some fruit. So just being mesmerized with the beauty of Krishna, she just took those little grains and she started giving the fruits to Krishna. Take Lala, how many you want? And Krishna is just holding everything into his hands, filling up all his hands and arms with that. And eventually Krishna kind of emptied the whole basket. So Krishna took all the fruits and in return she had little grains. So kuch ann ke daane unki tokri mein the. But she was very happy just seeing Krishna, beauty of Krishna. तो उनका पूरे दिन का सब जो काम था वो एक पल में खत्म हो गया. She is just carrying this empty basket on her head and she is going back to home. And as she is going back, she has to cross Yamuna and she took her basket down from her head and what does she see? All this basket is filled with diamonds and all these other valuable precious jewels. तो जो पूरा टोकरी था वो सब हीरे जवाहरातों से भर गया. एंड सीइंग दैट दिस ओल्ड लेडी वाज नॉट एक्चुअली हैप्पी. अगर कोई हमारे तुम्हारे जैसा होता तो क्या होता? तो भांगड़ा करने लगते वहीं पर. याहू भाई, मेरी तो मनोकामना पूरी होगी, भगवान की थोड़ी सी भक्ति की थोड़ा सा किया तो उसका फल यही तो चाहिए था कि भगवान मुझे सब सुख समृद्धि दें. ऑल आई वॉन्टेड, आई वॉज डिजायरिंग दिस, कृष्णा फुलफिल्ड माई डिजायर, सो विल बी dancing in ecstasy. But that woman, she was not happy. She was telling Krishna, you cheated me, mujhe thag liya aapne, maine aapse prem kiya, maine aapko prem diya aur badle mein mujhe sirf aapse prem chahiye tha, and you gave me all these things in exchange. I don't want all these things. All I want is just seeing that beautiful face again and again. So she dumped all that valuable jewels in Yamuna and she went back. Actually, there is no further description of that old fruit seller. It says she just went back to Krishna. She went in the waters and just disappeared. So a devotee never desire anything in exchange from Krishna. Our desire should be just to serve Krishna, to please Krishna. So Satyavrata Muni, what is praying? Idam teva purnath gopal balam sada me manasye avirasam kimanye. I don't want any other benediction. Please grant me this benediction. I can see this beautiful form of yours in front of my eyes always. So Krishna is saying, oh, you are saying this form is very beautiful. What is the beauty of this form? Can you describe what is the beauty? Satyavrata Muni goes on. Idam te mukham bhoja atyanta nilay vritam kuntale snigdha raktescha gopya muhuschumbitam bimba raktadarame manasya virastamalam lakshalabhe. O Lord, your lotus face, it is encircled with the locks of soft black hairs, tinged with red. So your face, your cheeks are reddish like the bimba fruit. Vritant kundale snigdha raktescha gopya. Your cheeks are reddish like the bimba fruit and it is being kissed by the gopis again and again. Muhuschumbitam bimba raktadharame. So may this beautiful vision of your lotus face be ever manifest in my heart. Thousands and thousands of other benediction are of no use. I don't want anything else. So that is your beauty which is drowning all the residents of Vrindavan in ecstasy. Namo Deva Damodar Ananta Vishnu Prasidha Prabho Dukha Jaladhyagnam Kripa Drishti Vrishyati Dinam Batanu Grahanesha Mama Gyamate Akshiladishya. O Supreme Lord, I offer my obeisances unto you. O Damodar, O Ananta, O Vishnu, O my Master, be pleased upon me. Shower your glances of mercy upon me and deliver this poor ignorant fool who is immersed in this ocean of worldly sorrow and become visible to my eyes. So Satyavrata Muni, in all his prayers, he is praying to the Lord, please deliver this ignorant fool from this worldly sorrows. Please deliver me. And Krishna is saying, you are telling me to deliver you. I am just a small child. Have I delivered anybody? Whom I have delivered? And Satyavrata Muni in his prayers telling, Prabhu, why are you joking with me? You have delivered so many Rakshasa, so many demons, and you have delivered these two sons of Kubera also. So this further, second part of this Leela. So this was the interval of the Leela. Mother Yashoda binding Krishna with Okal. That is interval. Now the second part of the Leela is coming. Krishna bound by this Okal. Now he is seeing these two Arjuna trees in his courtyard. In the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. And he is thinking, my great devotee Narada Muni, he had cursed these two brothers to become trees. Now I need to fulfill the desire of Narada, the curse of Narada, and deliver these two brothers. So Krishna is now thinking of delivering these two. And Satyavrata Muni, that's what he is saying, that you delivered these two sons of Kuvera. Kuvera atma jau baddha mritve vayatva toya mochitau bhakti bajau kritau cha tatha prema bhaktim swakame prayacha namokshe graho me asti damodareha. O Lord Damodara, just these two sons of Kuvera, Manigriva and Nalkuvera, these were delivered by you, who had become trees out of the curse of Narada. But you delivered them and made them into your great devotees. So please, deliver me also, give me your prema bhakti. I long for this only and have no other desire. Kuver Atma Jau Bhagva Mrutveva Yatva. So as you delivered these two sons of Kuvera, please deliver me also. Namaste Stu Dhamne Spruraditi Dhamne Twadiya Darayata Vishwasya Dhamne Namo Radhikaya Twadiyai Priyaya Namo Anantalilaya Devaya Tubhyam. O Lord Damodar, I first offer my obeisances to this brilliantly effulgent rope which binds your belly. The Satyavrata Muni is saying, I am not paying obeisances at your lotus feet. I am not paying obeisances at the lotus feet of Mother Yashoda. I am paying obeisances to this rope which is binding your belly. So I offer my obeisances to this rope, and then I offer my obeisances to your belly, which is the abode of all the universes. I offer my obeisances to Srimati Radharani, who is most dear to you, your most beloved. And I offer my obeisances unto you, the Supreme God. So, pehle unhone rassi ko pranam kiya. Phir Bhagwan ke udhar ko pranam kiya. Phir Srimati Radharani ji ko pranam kiya. Aur phir wo Bhagwan ko pranam kar rahe hain. That you display these unlimited pastimes. And this whole Leela, Damodar Leela, Dam Udar. Dam means rassi, udara means belly. Krishna's belly being tied with this rope. That's why it's called Damodar Leela. And Lord's name from this Leela is also Damodar. So Lord delivered these two sons of Kuvera, Manigriva and Nal Kuvera, being bound. How he delivered? He broke down those two trees. He took the okhal, stuck it between the two trees and delivered them. So as Shukdev Goswami was describing this last part of this Leela, that Krishna delivered these two trees, the two sons of Kuvera, who were cursed by Narada. So as soon as Shukdev Goswami said that, Parikshit Maharaj heard this, that Narada cursed them, Shukdev Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj stopped this katha. Please tell me in more detail. Narada Muni is such a great devotee of the Lord. Why he will curse somebody? तो उन्होंने इनको श्राप क्यों दिया? जरूर यही दोनों लोगों ने कुछ गड़बड़ किया होगा, उन्हीं का कुछ गलती होगा. मुझे थोड़ा विस्तार में बताइए, प्लीज टेल मी इन डिटेल. सो देन शुकदेव गोस्वामी डिस्क्राइब द सेकंड पार्ट ऑफ द लीला इन मोर इलैबोरेटली, मोर डिटेल. व्हाट डज ही से? ही सेज दीस टू सन्स ऑफ कुवेरा, ही टेल्स द हिस्ट्री ऑफ दोस टू सन्स ऑफ कुवेरा, नल कुवेर एंड मणिग्रीव. सो मणिग्रीव, Mani means the pearl. Kriva means neck. So whose neck has a pearl in it? That is Mani Griva. Like Sugriva. Right? In Ramayana we see that here the name Sugriva. Griva means the kanta. Su means whose kanta is very beautiful. So Mani Griva, whose kanta has a mani in it. So Nal Kuvera and Mani Griva, these were the two sons of Kuvera. Kuvera, who is Kuvera? He is in charge of wealth. Dhanadya. Right? Dhanke Devata. Treasurer of the demigods. And through Kuvera, all this wealth comes. So whatever wealth we acquire in our material lives, these come through Kuvera. No matter, even if we are doing our endeavor, we are doing our activity, we are earning the money, but it is sanctioned by Kuvera. Without Kuvera's sanction, nothing comes. It's like you go to, you have a bank account, you deposit your money in the bank account, but then you go to the bank and you want to withdraw some money, you go to the teller, you give the some self-withdrawal check or something, and then the teller will give you the money. Even though it's your own money, but the teller is giving you that money. So same way, Kuvera is in charge of wealth and he sanctions that wealth, whatever we get in our lives. So Kuvera is very opulent personality, and these two sons of Kuvera, because they were the son of a very rich aristocratic person, they were growing up being little out of control. होता ना कि कोई बहुत बड़ा व्यक्ति है, कोई धनवान व्यक्ति है, तो उनके जो बच्चे होते हैं उनके अंदर कुछ बुरी आदतें आ जाती हैं. So these two sons of Kuvera, they were getting out of control. Even though Lord Shiva showered so much mercy in these two sons of Kuvera, लॉर्ड शिवा मेड हिम मेड दीज टू सन्स एज हिज पर्सनल असिस्टेंट, तो भगवान शिव ने उनको अपना पार्षद बना लिया कैलाश धाम के ऊपर। तो वहां पर भी ये लोग क्या कर रहे थे, सो सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज डिस्क्राइबिंग रुद्रस्य अनुचरु भूत्वा सुदृप्तौ धनाढधात्मजौ कैलाशोपवने रमे मंदाकिन्यां मधोकटौ। They were living in Kailash Dham as the personal associates of Lord Shiva. Rudrasya anucharu bhutva. Bhagwan ke anuchar ban gaye wo, Rudra ke, Shivji ke anuchar ban gaye. Wahan par ye jo Kailash ke upavan hai, wahan par khub anand kar rahe hai. They are enjoying in the gardens of Kailasha, the stream of Mandakini, jo ki Ganga ki hi dhara hai. They are enjoying in those waters, but there also they are becoming very agitated. Madhat katao, mad ut katao, pure mad se bhare hue hain, ghamand se bhare hue hain. Ek to pehle to kuver ke putra, the son of very rich person. Upar se, on top of that, they are associates of Lord Shiva, so they are filled with pride. And what are they doing? वारुणिक मदिरम पित्वा, वहां पर भी रहते हुए वारुणिक का मदिरा का सेवन कर रहे हैं, मदिरा पान कर रहे हैं। So these two sons of Kuvera, right? Why they were becoming out of control or having these bad habits? Because of so much of freedom, so much of opulences in their life. So that's what we see in this world also. People who are rich people, the sons of rich people, they have all sort of bad habits. If they are not cultured, not nurtured properly, they are not given proper education, proper training, they have so much of freedom, they cultivate all sort of bad habits. Abhi jo pub mein, cinemas mein, theaters mein log jaate hain, kaun hote hain? Wo bade bade gharon ke log hote hain, bade bade ameer logon ke bacche hote hain. अभी ये पब्स में और कैसीनोज में गरीब आदमी का बच्चा तो जा नहीं पाएगा। द पुअर पर्सन ही इज स्ट्रगलिंग टू मेक हिज टू कॉर्नर्स मीट, वेयर ही हैज मनी टू स्पेंड ऑन ऑल दीज थिंग्स, ड्रिंकिंग, गैम्बलिंग एंड ऑल दीज थिंग्स, बट द सन्स ऑफ रिच पीपल दे एक्चुअली बिकम कंटामिनेटेड बाय दीज थिंग्स, दे डू ऑल सॉर्ट ऑफ नॉनसेंस थिंग्स, एंड इफ समबडी ट्राई टू करेक्ट देम, दे विल से पता है मेरा बाप कौन है, यू नो हु इज माय फादर, एज इफ दे देमसेल्फ डोंट नो हु इज देयर फादर. They are asking, you know, who is my father? So that is the kind of situation of people, the rich people. And on top of that here, right, they are engaging in all sort of these nonsense activities. In Kailash Dham also, they are associating with women. Drinking, intoxicating, having the association of women, singing these filmy songs and kind of enjoying in the stream of Mandakini. It looks like today's filmy scene. आजकल की फिल्मों में भी यही कुछ ही होता है, कलयुग का जो प्रभाव है, all these cinema songs, the boy and girl embracing each other, kissing, drinking, intoxicating, एक सिगरेट का सुट्टा मार रहा है, कुछ drinking the wine and whiskey and all these nonsense things. So all that is the symptom of Kaliyuga. This association, this mundane association, this is so degrading. People think I am enjoying by drinking, by intoxicating, by smoking. I am enjoying. And the biggest enjoyment people think is the association of opposite gender, right? Man and woman association. Ladka ladki ka aapas mein talmel milna julna, they think that is the biggest enjoyment. Aur unko lagta hai ki hum apna indriya bhog kar rahe hain. But actual mein kya hai? Are people really enjoying? Actually, they are not enjoying, these sense objects are enjoying the body. So, hum log bhog nahi kar rahe hain, jo ye bhog vastu hai, wo hume kha rahi hai. Somebody is smoking. Is he really enjoying? Actually, this smoking is eating up the body. Somebody is drinking. Jo jo madira paan hai, wo kya hai? Wo insaan ko kha rahi hai. Usko khud ko pee rahi hai. And the person is under the illusion, he is thinking, I am enjoying. So nobody is actually enjoying. They are being enjoyed. All their life is getting wasted. Hamare kaano ki sarthakta kya hai? What is the अल्टीमेट यूज ऑफ द ईयर्स कि हम भगवान की कथा का श्रवण कर सके। हमारी आंखों की सार्थकता क्या है कि हम भगवान के दर्शन कर सकें। हाथों की सार्थकता क्या है कि हम भगवान की सेवा कर सकें। इफ वी डोंट एंगेज इन ऑल अवर सेंसेस इन द सर्विस ऑफ द लॉर्ड, ऑल दीज सेंसेस आर यूजलेस। ऑल दीज ईयर्स विच डोंट हियर हरि कथा, दे आर लाइक द होल्स ऑफ अ स्नेक। All these legs which don't move to the holy places, they are like a tree trunk which just stay at one place, cannot move. So these associates of Lord Shiva, they were behaving like crazy people, engaging in all sort of mundane activity, nonsense activity, enjoying with these girls in the water of Mandakini, intoxicating. Lord Shiva, who is Lord Shiva actually? Lord Shiva is such a great personality. He is absorbed always in speaking Harikatha. He is speaking Bhagavad Katha, Ram Katha. He is chanting the name of Lord Ram. But all the worshippers of Lord Shiva, they are still desiring for the material benefits, material opulences. Lord Shiva, Rudra, right? He is also known as Rudra. Meaning of Rudra is Rugani Dravati Iti Rudra. Rugani. Rugani means the roga, the disease. Dravati, who takes away. One who drives away all the diseases of life. And what is our disease? Our disease is bhavaroga. We are stuck in this material world, going life after life, being trying to enjoy in this material world. And Lord Shiva can drive away all that bhavaroga. How? Because Lord Shiva is always glorifying the Lord. He is speaking Ram Katha, Krishna Katha, Bhagavat Katha. But still, all the worshippers of Lord Shiva, they are filled with all these material desires. Bhagwan Shiva ke itne itne bhakt huye. Itna Bhagwan ki Shiva ki bhakti karne ke baad bhi unke andar shuddhata nahi aayi, unke andar purity nahi aaya. Who are the devotees of Lord Shiva? Ravana. Ravana was the devotee of Lord Shiva, who worshipped Lord Shiva. He lifted the Kailash on his hand. But still he was so much proud and filled with desires to enjoy everything. Even kidnapped the wife of Lord Ramachandra. And all these other demons, Hiranyakashipu and Vritasura, all these demons, not Vritasura, there was another one who was desiring to get some benediction from Lord Shiva, that on whose ever head I put my hand, he will burst. His head will burst. Bhasmasura. So these are the, such are the devotees of Lord Shiva. But Lord Shiva thinks, okay, you want material benefit, take it. Don't disturb me. Let me engage in my chanting of the holy name. So Lord Shiva is Ashutosh. He becomes pleased so quickly. He just gives this benediction and again goes and starts meditating. But on the contrary, if somebody becomes the devotee of Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, Lord Ramachandra, they drive away all these bad habits, all these conditioning. They become purified at the heart. Bhagwan ke kitne kitne bhakt huye, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Narad Muni ne kitno kitno ko बड़े बड़े पापियों को भगवान का भक्त बना दिया। He transformed these sinful people into great devotees of the Lord. Dhruva Maharaj, he was filled with a desire. I want a kingdom bigger than the kingdom of the Lord. Not the kingdom, bigger than the kingdom of my father. Bigger than father's father's kingdom. I want the kingdom bigger than Brahma. So he was going, searching for that. And on the way, Narad Muni met him. Narad Muni said, okay, go to the banks of River Yamuna. Engage in worship of the Lord. Meditate on the Lord. So Dhruva Maharaj, because he directly absorbed in serving the Lord, Bhagavan Vishnu ki unhone tapasya ki sadhana ki, Bhagavan Vishnu ka naam jap kiya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, or Om Namo Narayanaya, he was purified at heart. He got rid of all that mundane desires to enjoy. इवन नारद मुनि ने जो और इतने इतने पापी लोग हैं, जैसे कि मृखारी, द हंटर हु वाज किलिंग द एनिमल्स हाफ डेड, उनको भगवान का भक्त बना दिया। रत्नाकर जो लोगों को लूटते थे, उनसे सब कुछ छीन लेते थे और उनका वध कर देते थे, नारद मुनि ने उनको भक्त बना दिया भगवान का, जो आगे चल के वाल्मीकि बने। सो नारद मुनि गेव सो मच मर्सी एंड ट्रांसफॉर्म सो मेनी सिंफुल पीपल इन टू डिवोटीज। एंड हियर दीज टू पीपल हु आर इवन आफ्टर गेटिंग सो मच ऑफ बेनेडिक्शन फ्रॉम लॉर्ड शिवा, दे वर एंगेज इन ऑल दीज सिंफुल एक्टिविटीज। Even while residing at the holy place, Kailash Dham is a holy place. See, it said that if somebody does any sinful activity at any other place, his sinful reactions are eliminated at the holy place. Anya kshetre kritam papam, punya kshetre vinashyati. Punya kshetre kritam papam, vajralepa vinashyati. Vajralepo bhavishyati. So, anya kshetre kritam papam. If somebody has done any sinful activities at other places, all those sinful reactions can be driven away at holy place. When somebody visits a holy place, performs austerities, those can be driven away. But if somebody performs sinful activity while in the holy place, it becomes like a vajralep. Jaise uske upar cement laga diya gaya hai, it becomes cemented. And one has to face the consequences. One cannot go away without facing that consequences. So this Nal Kuvera Manigreve, because they were engaging in this Madira Pan, associating with these women in a unrestricted way, in the holy Dhara of Mandakini, they have to face the consequences. And Narad Muni passed by from that place while these were absorbed in this enjoyment. And these people are thinking, ये नारद मुनि यहाँ से कहाँ से आ गए, कोई और रास्ता नहीं मिला इनको जाने के लिए, हम लोग यहाँ पर अपना enjoy कर रहे हैं। See, that is a demonic tendency actually, right? People think these devotees, why they are sitting on the streets, chanting and dancing? अपने घर पे बैठ के कर लो, यहाँ पर क्यों कर रहे हो, हमें अपना मजा लेने दो। So this Nal Kuvera Manigreve, they were thinking, ये नारद मुनि यहाँ से कहाँ आ गए, रंग में भंग डाल लें। And Narad Muni, looking at their situation, he was feeling pity on these two people. All these girls, they covered up themselves and they ran away. At least they had some shame. They covered up themselves and they ran away. But these two people, undressed, naked, they standing in this stream of Mandakini, they stood like that in front of Narad without any shame. And Narad Muni said, now they need to learn a lesson. I have to punish them. Actually, Narad Muni's punishment is a blessing. Blessing in disguise. So, Narad Muni, out of his blessing, he said, I curse you to become trees. Tum log yahan par jad vastu ki tarah khade ho. Manushya ki jagah par tum ped ban jao. Narad Muni cursed them to become the trees. And he did not curse them to become trees in any ordinary place. He cursed them to become trees, not in like Detroit or in some other place like that. He cursed them to become trees in Vrindavan, where Nanda Maharaj will come and build his palace. वो अपना भवन बनाएंगे, तो ये दो ट्री थे जो नंद महाराज के भवन के आंगन में थे. And Krishna will appear, Lord will himself appear, परम पूर्ण पुरुषोत्तम भगवान आएंगे, वो अपने लीला करेंगे और इन दो लोगों को, इन दो कुवेर के जो पुत्र हैं, उनको उनका उद्धार करेंगे। He will deliver these two sons of Kuvera, जो कुवेरा के ये जो बिगड़े हुए रईस हैं, रईस जाते हैं, इनका उद्धार भगवान ही करेंगे अभी। So because of their this sinful activity, Narada cursed them. So they were standing in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, and Krishna is thinking, I need to deliver these two sons of Kuvera, my great devotee Narad Muni had cursed, now I need to fulfill his desire. To koi pooch sakta hai, somebody may ask, why Krishna is thinking of delivering these two trees now? So many years have passed, he was running around in that courtyard for so many years, did he not see those two trees earlier? Why now he is thinking about those two trees and delivering them? So the acharyas explain, actually when somebody himself is bound, then he feels the misery of others who is bound. Now Krishna is bound with the grinding motor, with the rope. In that binding state, now he is realizing, oh, अरे अरे ये तो कुबेर के पुत्र हैं, इतने सालों से बंधे पड़े हैं, अभी मुझे इनका उद्धार कर देना चाहिए. So now Krishna is thinking about them and delivering them. So Krishna, he gave a push to this grinding motor, made it fall, and dragged that grinding motor, brought it in middle of these two trees. And with one push, Krishna uprooted these two Arjuna Jamala trees. See, these Arjuna trees are very huge trees, actually very strong trees. To uproot these two trees, it takes a lot of endeavor. Here, Krishna, a small baby, 4 or 5 years of age, old, with one jerk, with one push, he uprooted these two trees, and these two trees fell down, making loud noise, and two shining personalities came out of that. These two shining personalities, they circumambulated Krishna, they are praying to Krishna that please, please bless us that we don't become involved in any of these sinful activities again. We become your sincere devotees. Vani guna anukathane shravanau kathayam hastau cha karmashu manasah dvapadayorana. May our voice be engaged in glorifying your leela. May our ears be engaged in hearing your katha. May our hands be engaged in serving you. May our minds be always absorbed at remembering your lotus feet. Please grant us this benediction that we don't become illusioned again, and we may absorb ourselves in your great devotional service. So these two shining personalities, they circumambulated Krishna, and then with Krishna's blessings, they went back to their abode. And as this loud noise came, all the Brajavasis, they came running. Kya ho gaya? Kya ho gaya? Kya ho gaya? Ye sab itna noise kahan se aaya? Itna shor kahan se aaya? Nanda Maharaj is coming running there, and he saw Krishna, right, standing there bound with the rope, and these two trees around him are uprooted. And Nanda Maharaj immediately went and released Krishna and picked up Krishna. Krishna, who bound Krishna? Who did this? And Krishna is again doing his wonderful leela, and all these gopis also came running. Oh, Krishna is not harmed. This is the mercy of Lord Vishnu. भगवान की कृष्ण के ऊपर, हमारे बालक के ऊपर बहुत कृपा है कि भगवान की कृपा से इनके ऊपर एक क्रंच भी नहीं आया. एंड ऑल दिस गोपीज, दे डू ऑल दिस झाड़फूंक, दे टेक द टेल्स ऑफ काउज एंड पुट इट ऑन कृष्णास हेड, रिमूविंग ऑल सॉर्ट ऑफ व्हाट यू से द इफेक्ट ऑफ एनी इल इफेक्ट्स, राइट. किसी के ऊपर कुछ बुरी नजर पड़ी है तो उसको उतारने के लिए दे आर डूइंग ऑल दीस सॉर्ट ऑफ थिंग्स. एंड नंद महाराज कम्स एंड पिक्स अप कृष्णा. नंद महाराज से हूज बाउंड कृष्णा? मैया, मैया बाउंड मी. एंड नंद महाराज, कृष्णा इज शोइंग टू मैया, मैया बाउंड मी, आई विल नॉट गो टू मैया एनीमोर. एंड यशोदा इज स्टैंडिंग एंड स्माइलिंग, ओह सो यू विल नॉट कम टू मी, ओके सो यू कैन स्लीप विद नंद बाबा, यू कैन स्लीप विद योर बाबा ओनली. एंड देन कृष्णा, नो 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 मैया, आई विल कम टू यू, आई कैन नॉट स्लीप विद बाबा, आई वांट टू स्लीप विद यू. So this whole Krishna's leela, this whole Damodar leela, being bound by Mother Yashoda with the rope and delivering these two trees, that is a beautiful leela which happened on the day of Deepavali. And on during this whole Kartik month, the presiding deity of Kartik month is Damodar, Lord Damodar, this baby form of Krishna bound with the rope. And during this whole month, we sing, we meditate on this wonderful leela, and we sing this Damodar Ashtakam, the beautiful prayers composed by Satyavrata Muni. Actually, there is another history of this Damodar Ashtakam. Damodar Ashtakam is not that Satyavrata Muni wrote this at a particular time. Like Krishna, Param Bhagwan hai, unki leelaye anant hai, unki leelaye hamesha chalti rehti hai, waise ye Damodar Ashtakam bhi anant hai. इसका कोई आदि नहीं है, कोई अंत नहीं है. दिस इज ऑलवेज देयर. सत्यव्रत मुनि जस्ट मैनिफेस्टेड इट इन फ्रंट ऑफ अवर विजन. एंड वंस एक्चुअली सत्यभामा, was sitting with Krishna, she asked Krishna, what was my great destiny or what did I do that I was able to attain you as my husband? मैंने ऐसा क्या पुण्य कर्म किया कि उसके फल स्वरूप आप मुझे पति रूप में प्राप्त हुए? And Krishna said, actually in your previous life, knowingly, unknowingly, you observed this month of Kartik, Damodar month, which is very dear to me. And in this whole month, you lighted the lamp and you sang this Damodar Ashtakam. And as a result of that, because of the pious credit you obtained of that, you were able to get me as your husband. So that is the glory of this Damodar month, Damodar Ashtakam. And by serving Krishna, by chanting the names of Krishna, by offering the lamps to Krishna, we can please Krishna multifold. जैसे बोलते हैं कि बाकी समय पर भगवान का जो नाम जप करने का फल होता है, दामोदर मंथ में उसका हजार गुना फल मिलता है. The thousand time benefit one gets. So with remembering that, we should engage in service of Krishna in this दामोदर month. भगवान की कृपा सेल पर लगी हुई है. सेल 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 सेल. So we should engage and we should engage others also. We should tell others also about this. जैसे अगर किसी स्टोर के ऊपर सेल लगा हो, आपकी कोई पसंद की वस्तु, सर सम ऑफ योर फेवरेट थिंग इज ऑन सेल, यू गो बाय दैट एंड यू टेल 10 अदर पीपल आल्सो, अरे ऑन दैट स्टोर दिस पर्टिकुलर थिंग इज ऑन सेल, वेरी चीप प्राइस, सो यू शुड आल्सो गो एंड बाय दिस. सो सेम वे वी शुड अवरसेल्फ ऑब्जर्व दिस दामोदर मंथ एंड वी शुड टेल अदर्स आल्सो अबाउट द ग्लोरीज ऑफ ऑफरिंग द लैम्प, लाइटिंग अ लैम्प to Lord Damodar in this month. Bhagwan Damodar ki jai, Damodar maas ki jai, Kartik maas vrat ki jai, Grantraj Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishna Vrinda ki jai. Thank you very much. So if anybody has any questions or comments, please feel free to add us. Hare Krishna Paramahamsa Guru.
Only that you could almost see, at least I could almost see happening in front of me. Gopiya se ko chhed rahi hai and Yashoda Mata unke piche bhag rahi hai. I mean the whole thing you could at least see as I've been chanting in front of me. So wo bahut acha appreciation diya.
Thank you Prabhu. आप तो भगवान की लीलाओं के रसिक हैं. आपको जब भी सुनाया जाता है तो आपको ऐसे ही मजा आता है. Thank you, Prabhu. This is your love for Krishna that you are able to relish that.
And the background music that you added, Prabhu, that is a nice touch.
What background music? Mr. Kartavji
music.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Hare Krishna.
No questions.
Okay. So any other comments, questions?
There is no questions, but Suresh, Suresh, why the Prabhu saying? For that sag vidrukaya, so he liked that. Basically, very good Prabhuji, this. I like this.
Sabse uchi prem sagai.
Yeah.
Duryodhan ke ghar meva tyago, sag vidur ghar khai.
He used to sing as a prayer when he was little.
Yes, there is a full bhajan actually. I just sang the first few lines. It's a very beautiful bhajan.
There is no other question, but I have kind of, when I visualize like Kurumatra, I get confusion. Because when you go to Damodar Lila, Krishna is baby. He's drinking mother milk and he's just scrolling and just going little bit small steps. But if you take the Lila where he go to other homes and he climb and take the butter, milk and all. So there is age difference. From my visualization, I can't fit the two.
Okay, I understand your question. The reason of that confusion is because right now, right, when we relate it with ourselves, we see a child till what age he is drinking mother's milk?
2 years.
To the age of 2 years, right? But earlier, a mother will feed her child up to the age of 5 years. So up to the age of 5-6 years, mother could keep feeding the child. They don't give them any other things. They just, the child is nourishing from the breast milk of mother. And there are different categories of women which are gestated as per the shastras. कि बच्चे को जो 5 साल तक अपना स्तनपान कराती है उनको उनकी ये उपाधि है, जो 3 साल तक या 2 साल तक कराती है उनकी ये उपाधि है. और आजकल तो माताएं स्तनपान कराती नहीं है, पहले दिन से बच्चों के मुंह में बॉटल डाल देते हैं. सो अर्लियर टाइम्स मदर कुड ब्रेस्ट फीड द चाइल्ड इवन अप टू द एज ऑफ 5 years. सो दैट्स वेयर कृष्णा इज, राइट? ही इज अबाउट द एज ऑफ 5 years. Where he is doing all these pranks, he is going to the others' houses and climbing up and stealing the butter, running around doing all this beautiful leela, holding on to the tail of the calves and running behind them. So it's a difference in our perception, right? How we see in current times. It's a relativity.
Even though we see any kind of animation movie, anything, so they show baby. They don't show like 5 years old. So I just unable to
picture. 3-4 year child also can start doing these activities.
Yeah.
Your son is 3 year old, right, Chaitanya? He is walking, he is running, he can do all these things. So what is the difficult for Krishna to do those at the age of 4 or 5? Okay. Hare Krishna. So if no more question, we'll stop here. Grantraj Bhagavatam ki jai, Damodar Leela ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Shri Vandana Sarvabhu ki jai.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.